So first, obviously, the reason why we're talking Exit Festival, if I'm not mistaken, this is your first time in Serbia. Are you excited? What are your expectations?
Man, we can't wait to come to Serbia. We know some brilliant Serbian people, normally that we see at Rebellion Punk Festival. So we can't wait just to come over. We've heard so many good things about the festival. We've heard so many good things about the country as a whole. So yeah, we're really excited, man.
As I saw on your Bandcamp, actually, this will be your first gig after like a month of break, right?
No, or I wish. No, we played in Norway last weekend. The Bandcamp is a bit slow to update. So we played in Norway last weekend and then a show in England. This weekend we're playing a show in England on Friday, a festival in England Friday. And then we've got Ruhrpott Rodeo in Germany. And that's going to be on the Sunday. And then obviously we're with you guys on the weekend after that. Then we've got about a week and a half off.
I wanted to ask you, like, did you get time to recharge your batteries? But obviously not, right?
This, no, man. This year is, we're trying to find a way of the shows and the touring recharging the batteries. It's a bit fucking nuts. We released a new album in March, and then we went straight out to Europe and did a month in Europe. We did a month in the UK, and then 5 weeks in America, and then we came back straight away. Then the festival season started, so now we're doing that, and then we have these festivals through the summer, and we haven't announced it yet, but we got booked today for another 5 week tour in America in September. And then we look to do some more Europe in November. And then we have another big headline tour in the UK with Kerrang! Radio in December.
That's awesome. You mentioned America recently. You toured America. Like, what's the difference when we talk about crowd? Like, what's the difference between American and the European crowd? Which crowd is better?
Oh, either way, I'm going to piss people off. I love these questions. The diplomatic answer would be in America, the people seem to live on the edge slightly more. So there's always a little bit more of a danger to it as well. Like everyone's living like it's the last day. And I think in most of mainland Europe, there's a little bit more social security, maybe I want to say. So I think that people can be a little bit more generous than maybe they are in America. But again, I think that if you get the right crowd, and the Bastille Breachers crowd is normally really like giving and generous and up for it. If you get the right crowd and the right people, they always go off, but they both have their benefits.
That's interesting. For someone who didn't hear about you or your mu music, what would you say what the Barstool preachers preach?
So we stand for three main things, and it's community, equality, and family. So that can be whatever you choose, especially family. You know, that can be the friends that you share a squat with, as we did for years. It can be, your one partner and your dogs that I share my life with now, or it can be a horrible, smelly tour van with your brothers for 6 months, 7 months of the year. So we think that there needs to be a lot more equality nowadays, more than ever, because the we can't understand why poor people fight poor people. We don't get it. There are so many bigger things that we could all join forces together and fight. And we're a big believer in the community is the only way to do that. You know, to again be giving, but also to be fucking tough, to turn around and stand up for each other, and stand up for what you believe in, and create these communities that you can then preach from and take to the rest of the world. That's what we stand for: family, equality, community.
And also, your music brings a message. How important is that nowadays? I mean, there's not a lot of songs, like that anymore.
Totally, man. Like, I don't know if it's the same in Serbia, but in the UK, the mainstream radio is just full of heartless, pointless bullshit. And
It's the same
that's
here.
us. Yeah, good. Okay, cool. So that doesn't make any sense to us as well, Like, music is supposed to be a vehicle for emotion. It's supposed to bring people together. And all we're forced to listen to all the time is soulless, repeated nonsense. So for us, yeah, we like to make sure that our music has a message. Sometimes that message is, let's just get fucked up and dance the night away. But some other times that message is, maybe we need to redecorate some places with a Molotov.
Well, the message is the message. It doesn't matter what it is as long as it has a message. You
I agree.
mentioned your al new album about Aesthetic that came out in March. How are you satisfied so far with the album and how the crowd reacts And will the exit gig maybe like focus on the album?
Definitely. So we're focusing heavily on the album this year. I think with any new album or any new release, you're never sure how people are going to react to it. It's different to how a lot of the previous albums for our band sounded. It's a lot more angry. It's a lot more raw. There's a lot more sort of guitar driven and like big riffs and that sort of stuff. We took more chances with this album. But as soon as we played it live, the crowd just went off the walls and, you know, were climbing things and sweat dripping down the ceiling. And the first show we played in the UK, which was Bristol, on the album tour, the crowd was so loud. And these were songs that they'd heard for maybe a week, but they knew the words, they knew the woes, they knew the big choruses. So, yeah, we're gonna keep focusing on that because, you know, it's really fun to play. It's a great place to be, that the stuff that we've got that's new is really pushing the band on forward. As a release, we've been blown away. It sold more copies than we ever thought it could. You know, not that it's important, but it made it into the charts in the UK for the first time for our band. It's, you know, being used on all of the main playlists. It's been on the radio and, you know, stuff that we didn't think, as a little punk band, stuff that we didn't think before this album was possible. Now everything seems possible for us.
Why is it like that? Why do you think it's like that and not with first two albums?
I think we were learning our craft. I think we were learning what to do and how to make sure the message was accessible. We were arguably a bit too clever on the first two albums. We would go down different alleyways with the music and stuff that just for us musically made the most sense. And on this one, we tried to, again, take more risks, but also be a lot more direct with the message. So instead of saying some beautiful things in six different ways, you know, it was very much, let's say it once and say it again to make sure it goes in. We also learned a lot, man. We've got some different members in the band now. So we've got a guy called Carl Smith who's going to come on this meeting. Mm-hmm. He used to play guitar in Jaya the Cat, a big sort of punk reggae band from Holland. So bringing him in really helped how we write things. And for the rest of us, like myself included, we just got better. You know, we got to the point where we stopped fucking trying to be liked and started just to be ourselves more. You know, we're now in our 30s, so we don't have to impress people so much. If they like it, great. If they don't, great. You know, so it's
that's definition for success, really.
I hope so. I hope so. To be able to do whatever we want and create what we want without, again, worrying about how the success goes. That to me seems like a good way of getting freedom.
I want to mention your father, Colin.
Yeah.
I mean, he's from Cocksparrer. Carl, and did he influence you into doing music? And is there any of his influence on what are you doing with the Barstool Preachers?
Definitely, Stefan, like 100%. So I grew up in the pit. I grew up at the age of 6 and 7 down the front, you know, in the mosh pit, in backstage rooms, going to punk festivals. And that was my life. All of my uncles were people in, you know, not my family uncles, but my uncles. They were in all of the bands, in all of the punk bands that played from 77 up to, you know, 1988, 1989. And a lot of those bands are the bands that people say are their biggest influences. So I not only got to listen to the music and got influenced by the music, I also got the people. So for me, I was incredibly lucky to grow up like that. He's also just a fucking good guy. You know, he's also one of my best friends. So he and I still talk every day. We still like run ideas past each other. He still influences me to be a better person as well as a better musician. But if this was always going to be what I was going to do, you know, like this was the line for me. I always knew. I used to look at him from the pit, you know, from a very young boy and be like, that's it.
That does he like look cool at you thing. From the pit now or?
Yeah, he does now. He does. I like those moments where we get to see each other and he sees me up on stage in front of, you know, we just played in Luxembourg with a Totenhosen and he came to that show and like, it's really nice for him to see. He's very proud of what we're doing as well. So yeah, it's good. It's a nice mix.
Now, unrelated topic to music. Do you watch football? Are you? Football
I love
fan?
Football.
I want to talk about Brighton and Hove Albion. I mean, amazing season. They're going to play Europe for the first time. Any comments on that?
Man, it's a really well-run club. So where I'm from, which is East London, that's where my dad's from and my family's from. We're West Ham United fans.
West Ham United, yeah. I thought you were Brighton and Hove Albion.
some of the boys are Brighton in the band, some of the boys are Arsenal in the band because I grew up in North London. But I'm from East London, so I support West Ham United. It doesn't mean that
bubbles,
man. So yeah, I love football. I live and breathe punk rock and football. They're my passions. So
kind of a British thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that the two definitely go hand in hand in England a lot. You know, if you like your punk rock, chances are you've got a football team.
And lastly, I want to ask you, like, do you have some message for the fans here in Serbia or the public that are going to Exit Festival? What's your message to them? What can they expect?
They just need to be ready. Because we are, you know, like we can't wait to come to Serbia and absolutely destroy that stage. We can't wait to come there and make a whole new family in Serbia that we've never met before, that probably haven't heard much of our music. Mm. So we would say to them, just get ready, because it's going to be one hell of a party.
And like, the festivals are great, I think, for introducing bands, because people come, you know, for all other reasons. You know, there are a lot of bands and they can discover some bands that they didn't think they would like that. So that's interesting.
Absolutely, man. Like, that's some of the best bands I've ever discovered have been at festivals, and I had no idea who they were beforehand. So yeah, that's a great thing about a festival. And I think a great thing about a festival like Exit Fest is the lineup is so diverse, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a punk fest or just an electronic fest, or, you know, it's not just one specific group of people. There's going to be people from all walks of life there, and I really think that that's going to be a real special way for them to be introduced to the Barstool Preachers.
Yeah, and the people from all around the world are going to Exit. Like last year, when we were covering, there were like guys from America coming to Serbia because of the festival. I mean,
and that's perfect. Crazy. That must be really good for the festival as well, you know, not to have to just rely on Serbian people to come, and really good for people to come and see Serbia. Because like we said, I think it's one of those misunderstood countries. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's one of the countries that has a lot of beauty in it and a lot of good people in it, but not many people would choose it as a holiday destination. So it's good to also bring people there and they can experience how good the country is firsthand.
Yeah, you'll see it for yourself when you come to Exit. I mean...
I can't wait, man. Honestly, we're so excited for it.